Adrian's been out of commission for a week. Well, he's Adrian, I'm Steph, and let's roll this intro. So, if you heard our last week's episode, we ended by saying things continued happening. Retropalooza 2022 left its mark. And so, Adrian, my love,
yes,
tell us, what did Retropalooza 2022 give you?
Man, I got lots of really good things, some great games, mm-hmm. some fun experiences, and as would any event with a lot of people these days in our current world, there's always a risk of getting bonus things. But yeah, after the convention, I came down with COVID. So I tested and was COVID positive for the first time ever. So my first bout with this coronavirus, here I am. Still also, currently, as the date of recording, still positive, drinking my Gatorade here.
So I wanna preface by saying Adrian has got his vaccination, has got a booster shot. He's taken all precautions and he's always very cautious for the past 2 years. And so when he got sick, he was like, I'm like, do you want to get a COVID test? It sounds like it's COVID. And he's like, nah, COVID, no, it can't be. Like, you know, it's like I feel like we've somehow forgotten that COVID still exists. And so he's like, nah. And so it was like Friday night, he felt really sick, like very groggy, and I'll let him tell about it later.
But yeah, like after work on Friday, I came home and slept for like 12 hours.
Yeah, it was rough because it was like I called him because he usually calls me in my morning, and I called him and he was like deep in sleep. I said, okay, I'll talk to you in the morning. I came home and he was still asleep and I woke him up and he's like, I don't feel really good. And so Sunday rolls around and he's still not feeling good. And I said, do you want to take a COVID test? And he goes, nah, I think I'll be okay. Monday comes around, he's still feeling bad. And I'm like, you need to take a COVID test. And I wake up to Adrian calling me my Tuesday morning, his Monday night, saying, we're having a boy. And I said, what? And he goes, I went and did my COVID test. I got tested positive. Anyway, so like Adrian said, as of today, as we're recording, which is a week since he's tested, he is still positive.
Yeah, and I took a follow-up test yesterday and still positive. So it's been 7 days since I tested and 10 days since I started really feeling bad.
Let's start with, what were the symptoms? How are you feeling? How were you feeling? Obviously, you isolated in the apartment, even though you hated it. I mean, forced to do it.
I wouldn't say I hated it, honestly. I kind
of
like,
I mean, you weren't awake. You weren't awake for most of the day.
Yeah, for like the first, three or four days, I just slept like all the time. And then even now, yeah, like I kind of sleep. A lot. So first off, I probably contracted it over Memorial Day weekend. So I started feeling bad the following like Friday, really Thursday. I felt kind of off, but I thought I was just tired, you know, from the busy weekend and stuff in the first part of the week. So somewhere between that Saturday and that Wednesday is when I probably contracted it. And then Friday, yeah, is when it hit, and I basically just felt tired and like body aches, you know, like real achy, really tired. So Friday did that, Friday night to Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday were the worst days of it for sure. And it was mostly just being really tired and achy. Didn't have a lot of cough or any of the breathing issues or anything like that, thankfully. So tested positive, mostly so I could not go to work and pass it along to someone else. That's the main thing I wanted to not do, is to pass it to anyone. But really, it just felt like the flu. It wasn't really anything different than what, like, if you get a bad case of the flu, that's what it feels like, at least for me. And I think commonly that's pretty regular when people have, like, somewhat serious symptoms without complications. They say it's typically like the flu. So that's basically what it is. Sorry, I'm, like, clearing my throat a lot. There's a lot of stuff. Because, like, the past few days, like, I've had a lot of congestion and sneezing and, like, runny nose and stuff, which I didn't have for the first bit. So it's kind of changed somewhat. So now it feels more like a cold, which is bizarre.
So one of the many things that, I mean, apart from physical symptoms that Adrian has, the other is that he has just foggy brain now. And it's so funny because last year when I had COVID and I would be talking to Adrian, I'd just space out and he's like, "You okay there?" And it's the exact same thing that's happening with him. He just has foggy brain and he goes, "Huh?"
Yeah, and even before we recorded, I was like, "Hey, I'm not really on my A game, so you may need to cover for me at some point if I just blank."
But thankfully there was nothing serious and that he could isolate. And I think he, like, preemptively, when he went to pick up, like, a home test, he also picked up, like, extra groceries. I think you just preemptively knew.
Yeah, that something I had a feeling that, I mean, it was either COVID or the flu. Like, those are the only options. So I was like, well, yeah, I'll pick up some groceries while I'm here because I have a feeling. but I don't know. I was probably already spreading it around for 3 days anyway. So before I knew that I had it.
But it's just very interesting of how, like, your symptoms showed up, because it was like the first 2 days Adrian was he's still, like, always just tired, but it was like if he was on the couch, like laying down leisurely talking to me, he would be asleep. It was if he was not sitting or walking around. Actually, he once fell asleep on the chair, but that's a different issue. Because we were talking and he was on the chair and he just went like, "Yeah." And I was like, do you want to go lay down? But yeah, if he's not, like, walking around, he was asleep. And I had to, like, call him and be like, "Hey, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning, get up, have breakfast." And he was like, "No." It was like, you know, waking up a child for school. And I'm like, "You need to have breakfast. You need to have da, da, da." Because it's so easy to, like, when you're sick, just lay in bed and not, like,
drink anything.
Yeah. And in COVID, like, you're supposed to have lots of, like, fluids and stuff like that. So, well,
yeah, that's why I pulled the old Gatorade, gotta get those electrolytes. So even if, like, I'm not drinking as much as I should, at least what I'm drinking will have some anti-dehydration.
Yeah. Bits. And so you didn't lose taste or smell. Nah. Did anything start tasting weird to you? Something you liked but didn't?
Yeah, I mean, now things have tasted a little different, but I haven't lost my taste or smell or anything. So it's all been fine.
So what were you eating during this week, apart from a box of Pop-Tarts, which is not healthy, children? It's not healthy, children. It's not healthy. PSA, not healthy.
I've been eating whatever I have here. That's the thing, is I'm kind of running out of food, SOS. For the first few days, like, I only really ate soup. I just had a bunch of different soup, and I would actually, like, customize it, right? So you get, like, a can of soup, and then I had all this, like, extra broth, so I'd add broth in, and I would open up some cans of vegetables, and so I'd make, like, a huge pot of soup and just eat it. Like, that'd be the only thing I ate for, like, you know, 2 days, that one soup, and then eat it for every meal pretty much. And then the next day when it ran out, I'd get my chicken soup, you know, and I'd do the same thing again. And so for like probably 4 days, I think I only had soup. And then I would
start. But it also, it's not like, oh, you poor thing. It's just the only thing you wanted to have.
Right.
Because you didn't want to like prepare. Yeah. You didn't want to prepare anything. You didn't want to do. So before everyone goes like, oh, poor boy. Like that's all he wanted.
Yeah, that's definitely all I wanted. And throw some vegetables in there for good measure. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. And then lots of cereal and grits. I eat grits a lot, which if you're not aware of that, it's kind of like a corn-based, like a ground corn type of like oatmeal kind of thing.
Okay.
So I would have it sweet, hot. It's like just, it's kind of like, yeah, like an oatmeal or like a cream of wheat sort of thing, you know, like a breakfast cereal type thing. A hot breakfast cereal. And then I would also have like cereal and milk, you know, later on. And then
oh, the big question. Wait.
Lots of Pop-Tarts.
Big question.
Mm-hmm.
Milk before cereal or cereal before milk?
Psychopaths pour milk first. Like what? Who's pouring their milk into their bowl and then pouring their cereal? That's, you do that?
Because I heat my milk up.
No, you heat it up?
I like my milk a little like lukewarm and then I put my cereal.
What cereal? like just cornflakes and stuff? Like regular?
Cornflakes, Chocos, yeah. Wait, I have to say
that is disgusting.
I used to do that before I started having issues with just milk. But now if I do it with almond milk, I don't heat up almond milk because heated up almond milk tastes weird.
Yeah, regular milk too. That's nasty.
No!
Stephanie, that's gross.
I will make you have it one day.
I'm shaming you. I'm shaming you for your opinions, and that's
shame.
Yeah, that's no good. You heat up your milk.
Ooh. Yeah, our kids are gonna try that too. Yes.
That's gross. That's gross. I'm not on board. It's gross, y'all. Let us know in the comments. Do you heat up your milk? We're gonna run a survey. We're gonna run. This will be our first survey that we run. I'm gonna run it on Anchor. We're going to have it on our Spotify and everything. So everyone, please go vote. We're going to see if people actually heat up their milk for their breakfast cereal.
Not for oatmeal and grits and cream of wheat, but we're talking about
for like breakfast cereal, Fruity Pebbles,
Fruit Loops. I have to say this. Hold up. When I say heat up, it just goes in the microwave 30 seconds. It's not like boiling hot.
Yeah, that's still. It's just lukewarm. It's gross. And we're gonna get to the bottom of this. So check your different platforms. When you listen to this, check your different platforms. Look for the survey link. There's gonna be a survey. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Do you heat up your milk in your cereal?
We're gonna run this on Instagram maybe, and then we can get it going.
Instagram and Spotify for sure.
So, yeah, after that spiel, most of your days was just Agent's still shaking his head.
I'm disappointed. I'm actively disappointed. That's horrifying.
Yeah, if you want to see Agent's horrified expression, head on to our YouTube channel and watch the video version of this. Yeah, no, but.
Disappointed, Stephanie. I'm disappointed.
So apart from COVID that was happening on that side of the world, on this side of the world, I was having allergies, which was so much fun because Adrian would be like so like half asleep and oh, my body's aching and stuff. And I'd send him pictures of my face with my eyes just swollen.
Her eyes are like just swollen shut and red and like kind of flaky and weird looking and gross. I'm like,
it's a while he's like sick and like, I'm sending him pictures. Like,
what did you do with the woman I love? Where is she? Who is this? Who is this disgusting creature?
Adrian, don't say that. That's not what you said.
That's not. I was like, oh no, what happened?
Yeah, so while Adrian was battling COVID, I was battling.
No, but to be fair though, that time that you sent the picture or you called or whatever and you had like the cream stuff on your eyelids and stuff, that looked pretty gross. That was kind of disgusting. So to be fair, that's the image I have in my mind seared.
Because my eyes were so swollen and they were like burning. So my doctor had given cream, so I just put like cream on it. But when I put cream on it, this is just TMI and disgusting and gross. I'm just going to say it.
It started to peel.
It started to peel, but my eyes were still like so red. Like people, when I would go to work, they thought that I had eyeshadow on. But I was like, no. And it would pain to like keep my eyes open. My eyes were itchy. So I had to go back to the doctor this week and she gave like some medicines and stuff like that. And she said, it's going to itch for a while because it's an allergy. And I didn't understand when she said it would itch that it would also burn. Like it felt like there was just dust in my eye constantly. I was like, my one eye, like trying to keep it open. I was like on the stage on Sunday and I was like, oh gosh, I cannot see anything.
So we're sick and afflicted over here.
Yeah. So if you're wondering, if you follow us and you were wondering why we were MIA from Instagram and from Twitch and all of that, this is the reason. Because physically, we both just weren't able to do things.
Yeah. It's been a wild week for both of us, though.
Yeah, but Adrian a lot more because he had to be isolated. I was still going to work. I was still doing stuff. It was just with swollen eyes and red eyes and peeling eyes.
Yeah,
and
wearing your sunglasses everywhere.
And I'd give him like updates like, today, this is how my eye looks. Today, this is how my eye looks. Not that he needed it.
Halfway out of it. So I don't even remember half the stuff she sent, probably. I need to go back through my phone. She probably sent all kinds of weird stuff.
No.
And see what happened. Reminisce on the good times. I'm hoping though that I'll get a negative test soon, because I will have to return to work this week at some point, whenever I'm feeling up to it. So I'm hoping that I get a negative test soon, so that I can not have to wear masks and isolate and stuff. So.
This is the other like strange thing that I found out is that in America, you can go back to work after 5 days.
Yeah.
Like
even
you don't
if you're
have
so
to
positive.
Wait for. Really? It's baffling to me because here in India, you have to show your negative report before you can go back to work, whether it's been 10 days or 14 days. So if you're healthy enough, like if you feel up to it, but you're still positive, they might say, hey, work from home, but don't come till you've tested negative, which is so strange to me that that's not like a policy there. Is it just your state or is it in America
in
general?
No, it's really everywhere, but places can have their own policies and stuff. But this is what the CDC recommends now. I think companies didn't like the fact that they would there's people would be out for so long, and so
whether it's
good for public health or not, I think that was kind of the way it went.
Because the reason why I think it's so weird is because for at least 14 days, at least 2 weeks, regardless if it was really bad or not, you will still feel the symptoms. Like you will still be groggy. You'll still have foggy brain. You'll be tired all the time. Doctors usually say after you test negative, at least 4 or 5 days, you need to still rest for your body to kind of recuperate and come out of it.
Well, the problem is, like, a lot of places here, they don't have, like, paid time for COVID. So you're just out of work and you're not making any money.
That's
a lot of people, they can't afford to be sick. Can't afford to be sick here. So
that's ridiculous.
So, and some of them may have, 5 days paid or whatever, but a lot of places don't have anything at all.
No, but I think, like, for stuff like this, right? Something that's mm-hmm. contagious, there should be a contingency. And I'm not only saying it for America, I'm saying even there are companies in India that have really bad policies regarding that. Like, if your employee is healthy, you're going to get good results. Let's just go that way. Like, if your employee is not healthy, you're not going to get results, no matter how much you work them to the ground, you know? So you want them to recuperate. You want them to get their strength back so that when they come in, they're there like for 100%, and not like say if you started work like tomorrow and you're still feeling the way you're feeling, which is just like tired all the time, you're not going to be productive.
No,
because
I'm
the
not
whole time you'll be
done.
Thinking, you're going to be thinking about, I need to rest. I need to. So one of the good things that when we were working and we all were sick, work literally said, even though everyone came back, if you had COVID, we went back after 3 weeks. So 2 weeks plus one for rest. And everyone who had COVID still could go home half day if they were feeling like tired or sick. And that was like for a month or so, because the doctor literally told us like, hey, you're going to feel it for a month, so you all need to take it easy.
Yeah.
And so it became office policy. If you have COVID, if you've had COVID and you're recuperating, you can go half day if you're tired. Like, and it was not for them. It was like everyone in the office in general was like you need to stay 9 to 5. It's like, if you finish work, please just go home. Like, we don't want you to overwork. We don't want you to be here if it's not needed.
Hmm.
Especially those who were sick. So I got like a whole month apart from the 3 weeks to come.
I could say a lot about modern office work and the 40-hour work week right now, but I'm not going to, because I don't want to open that can of worms about my opinions.
You
on
could.
On
you could if
modern
you wanted to.
Workplace. No, definitely not. but no, I like, so I'm privileged to work in a place where I have paid sick leave, and even on top mm-hmm. of that, there's special like COVID leave for it. Outside of sick leave, so there's like a special leave option. So in that case, like I've even talked to my boss about this before, and even some coworkers. You know, used mm-hmm. to, I would like never take a sick day. I would just work. You know, even if I was sick, I'd still come to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I think that's kind of ingrained in you. You know, to just keep working and keep
until
going
it's like you're hospitalized, yeah. You don't take it. Yeah.
But that's something that this whole like pandemic thing has taught me, that, you know, it's in the end, it makes more sense to mm-hmm. just take the time off and not get other people sick. You know, if I can yeah. avoid getting other people sick, because that's going to hit productivity more if you pass it around yeah. the whole office, you know. And mm-hmm. everybody ends up having to be out over the course of like a couple of weeks or a month.
No, but see, that's the thing that annoys me a lot with just work, like workplaces in general that don't give that opportunity, is that you are forcing people to work when they're not at their best. And obviously productivity will fall, and then you'll start blaming them because productivity is falling. It's just this vicious cycle of, you know, this is just chain of events. If you kind of sort the start out, you don't have to just get stuck in the cycle. There's like a solution. And I know this is kind of like very deep and very like serious conversation that we're
especially
having
compared
at
to
our
last
podcast
week, right?
Yeah, no, compared to all the weeks, but we do have opinions. We just kind of sometimes sugarcoat it with humor. But I think that if you're a business owner or you're in a workplace, it has to be a healthy environment, not just to grow, but it also has to allow you to take breaks. Because if you're not productive, you're not doing anything for the company. You're just being a burden instead. And I think like during COVID, that's what I learned. And I am a workaholic. I work overtime. I work even if I'm not getting paid and stuff. But right. It taught me like if I needed to go in late. It's okay. I can go in late. Like, mentally and emotionally, I need to be in a place where I can be the most productive. And if I'm not productive, it's not going to help anybody. I'm just going to be grumpy and growling the entire day. Instead of that, I'll just go 30 minutes late and actually go in with focus and like, yes, I'm going to get this thing done.
Well, I think it's because of like the traditional measures that we put on productivity, you know, in a traditional like work sense. Productivity is, you know, 40 hours. It's time. Productivity is time. We just measure it in that.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you put your 40 hours in, or your 20 or your 60 or whatever it is you normally work, and that's your productivity. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter anything. As long as you are there present for your allotted amount of time, you're productive. That's not necessarily the case, you know? Like, instead of measuring productivity by time, it should be measured by output. What do you get done?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter necessarily if I work a full 40 hours if I'm productive and the output is there. Why do I have to work a full 40 hours? You know, it doesn't make sense. It's an outdated way of
I think it also
things, in a lot of sense.
It's also, it depends on an individual, right? Like, some, for me, if I know something needs to be done, it could be done in 30 minutes, but maybe for someone else, they cannot just sit for 30 minutes to get stuff done. They might do it 10 minutes, 20 minutes at a time, because that's just how their brain works. And I think putting the standardized measure of, oh, it should be done in 30 minutes is not, I don't think it's, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not fair. Because I know there are times when there are things that other people would do the same thing that I'm doing faster, but for me it takes longer. It's just because the way my brain works, it needs to get other stuff done, and I need to like kind of compartmentalize how I do my stuff, and it might take me an hour, it might take me the whole day, but that doesn't mean I'm not productive, that doesn't mean I'm not good at my job. It just means that the way that I give the output is different. As long as you see the output and not the journey to the output. You know, like, I don't need to tell you every step of what I'm doing, like step one, step two, step three. You need the output, I'll give it to you regardless of how it is.
Fair. Fair. I like it.
We just kind of had a whole like spiel about nine to five jobs.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's important to open conversations for people to know that, you know, just, I was reading somewhere that, you know, people, we've ingrained this in our brain that we don't talk about money, we don't talk about work with other people. But I think the more you talk about it, you will realize that a whole lot of people are going through the same stuff that you are. And nobody's got it figured out as yet. Everyone's just trying their best to survive.
I've just kind of become a little disenfranchised a little bit with this idea that why should I see my coworkers and my boss, my place of work, more than I see my family and loved ones? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of recalibrated my perspective on that these past couple of years, is that we spend so much time of our like waking time at work in offices or in factories or wherever we work with people that, you know, we may like our coworkers or whatever, but they're not like our family. It's not our spouse. It's not our kids. Like, I want to maximize my time with the people that mean the most to me, you know? And no shade at like coworkers. I mean, they're great. But at the same time, that's not my crew, you know, that's not my people. I want to be with them. I want to spend my time with them, you know? So how can I make the most of that? You know, that's kind of my goal these days. So I don't really have an answer necessarily, but, you know, just something to think about, you know, if maybe you have those same kind of feelings, maybe you know, you want to make the most of the time you spend with, you know, the people closest to you. You know, how can we make some good decisions, some good like financial and career based decisions that allow us to maximize that time with the people we want to be with, you know. So that's that's my goal these days.
And, you know, like, we started this podcast for that exact reason, is just to spend time with one another and also just put out, like, our thoughts and our random spew and, you know, our spiel. And sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's very serious, like today. But it's so that we get to do things with, you know, our loved ones. And sometimes it seems like it's easier to be at work than to spend time with family, because it feels like if you're with family, why am I not making money?
Right.
You know? But I think for a healthy society and a healthy community, we have to give, like, work cannot be priority. Family and, you know, our community or like people that we hang out with needs to be priority over work. But anyways, that being said, just
I want to know what your thoughts are. You know, let us know in the comments wherever you're listening to this. What are your thoughts on work, on workplace culture, and all of these things that we've kind of talked about? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you have a different point of view? Yeah, let us know. Chime in. We always love to hear your ideas. And who knows? Maybe at one point we can bring someone on here to discuss this further.
Yeah, so as always, follow us on all our social media accounts. We're open to reply, and if you want to just start a conversation with us, it'd be fun. If you want to talk to us live and get a conversation going, we stream on Twitch Sunday 9 p.m. Central.
Yeah, and anywhere you look for us, we are Adrian and Steph online. So any of our typical social media channels. So definitely stay connected to us. Let us know. You know, just chime in. Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you always. But I think that's about it, right, Stephanie? For this episode?
Yeah, so hopefully the next episode, Adrian would have tested negative for his COVID. And all his tiredness goes away. But yeah, stay tuned. We will see you next week for another episode. Have a wonderful week. Be nice, be kind, be good. Bye.
Goodbye.